This is Lindsay Harris Friel, writer and director for Yarnsaxa Rising, which is about Norse deities manipulating humans in the dystopian future to avenge ancient grudges. This is from Episode 5, Season 2, Conductivity. Thank you for listening.
The following audio drama is rated PG-13 for parental guidance.
I am Yarnsaxa, the last full-blooded survivor of Jotunheim, cousin to Loki, mother to the sons of Thor. When Thor massacred all of Jotunheim, I swore revenge. In 1638, I was condemned as a witch and trapped in a bottle on the island of Sotuna. In 2094, I made my escape. Now, for those oppressed by tyrants, I will rise.
Why would Seif enter Hell's lair and bring a human?
Some kind of offering? I never thought Seif had such deviousness in her.
Thor, instead of trying to guess at your wife's motives, you should simply ask her.
First, I must catch her, and quickly, before Odin discovers I'm not in pursuit of his prey. Open a rainbow to the roots of Yggdrasil, Heimdall.
If I do this for you, you must do something for me. I believe your wife simply needs to keep her own counsel, but since she's gone to the lair of Hell, I admit that she's behaving strangely. And consorting with a human makes me even more suspicious. If I were to open rainbow portals to other worlds during a time of crisis, who knows what I might let in while letting us out? So, level with me, Thor.
Don't ask me any questions, Heimdall.
I'm not asking, I'm demanding. If you want quick and safe passage to the roots of Yggdrasil, tell me the name of this Jotun giantess that Odin has sent you to kill.
You are better off not knowing.
I am? I set my jaw and said not a word when two of my mothers were killed, because they were different. Because they lived outside Odin's law.
You chose to benefit from Odin's majesty. Now obey me as I execute his orders.
Or execute his enemies. Something's been very wrong with you, Thor, and someone who deals in thunder has no gift for secrecy. Continue hiding the truth, and it will eat you up inside. It certainly won't bring your wife back.
I will find her without you. Be gone.
Very well. Be Odin's hammer slinger for all eternity. Live in rage and murder for all time.
Heimdall? Swear on what you hold most dear that you will aid me if I tell you what I hunt.
By my golden horn, I swear.
No, not what Odin thinks you hold most dear. Swear by what is truly important to you.
By the many facets of light broken into colors. By those colors invisible and unimaginable. By all the breadth and depth of the spectrum. By the inexplicable mystery that made 9 ocean giantesses bear me. I swear that I will use my power to take you to the roots of Yggdrasil.
Very well. Take me to Yggdrasil, and then I shall tell you.
You've learned some tricks from Loki. This giantess you seek must be a horrible threat indeed.
You don't want to know her nature, I assure you.
Eric, I don't want to go over this with you again. We've tried, and nothing is going to change the fact that deep down, I just feel like we should have never gotten together in the first place.
Tell me, in your own words, how did you and Eric, how did we get together?
The pairing project. Another one of the Heishwe corporate tools.
An arranged marriage.
It seemed like a good idea at the time. You're a good engineer, a great engineer. You and I made some great software. But ever since I gave birth to Jasper, I know something's wrong.
When I look at you, I know that you're not human.
Those are some cruel words.
No, it's not. You're more than human. You have the... How can I explain it to you? You have the shine.
Stop it.
Why?
You've never said anything like that to me before. What did they do to you over there?
Who were you before?
What's that supposed to mean?
Exactly what I said.
This is me. I've always been... This is me.
Before you worked here, what did you do?
I don't remember. I've always worked here.
Did you spin wisdom?
I've always created code, I know that.
With your sisters?
Yes, I guess.
What were their names?
Why are you asking me this?
I think I know who you really are.
Listen, freak, I have to get back to work. Give me Jasper.
Do you really want to go back to work?
Yes. No, I want to...
Create code? Spin wisdom?
Yes.
But not here. Back where you came from and everywhere.
You are not helping, Eric.
What if I told you that I'm not Eric?
Are you trying to get me to go to bed with you?
Hardly, dear.
Then what is this?
If you are who I think you are, then I know what I'm supposed to do instead of this baby.
Jasper.
Why did you name him that?
What?
Eric wouldn't have named him that. He doesn't have the imagination. Or didn't until my cousin took him to Jotunheim.
What?
You named him Jasper after a microgranular quartz that assists with astral travel while providing a sense of grounding and nurturance.
Horse hockey, Eric.
Because you wanted something that would make you feel better about being so far away from home. What do you remember about home, dear?
I don't.
You don't remember home? Not your sisters, not spinning wisdom?
I have a headache.
Someone's blocked you, made you mellow, compliant, happy to be kept in a box, content with every day being the same. Made your body symmetrical, your skin smooth, your hair straight. Someone's taken away your voice, and I'm going to find out what that voice is. Sing for me.
I don't sing. Quit pushing me, you creep.
I will not allow you to continue being something you're not. Now I command you, whatever weaver of impulse you are, sing for me.
Not for you.
Then sing for him. Sing for Jasper, or I'll fulfill my debt and dispatch this human child, if he is one.
I don't remember how.
Sing for this child, or I'll send him to hell.
There is a hall fair as the sun. Gimli it is called. Their debts forgiven for each loved one, safe within its walls. Seek you wisdom still.
Schooled.
Schooled. That's my real name.
What do you remember now?
Where are my sisters?
How much further is it?
I don't know.
Shh! Listen.
Redditotsker, is that you?
You can't tell me what to do. I'm on a mission. What's new, Hairless? See, you've got a naked animal with you.
He's a human, Redditotsker. Listen.
No time, no time. All time is every time right here, and if I'm not telling Needhog what Vader Fulnir saw, it's all gonna get ugly very, very, very soon. Though nothing's uglier than the snake, curled around the roots of the world between day and night, and he snores and makes earthquakes. Unless it's someone else making earthquakes. But the eagle at the top of the branches knows something you don't know. He knows something you don't know. What are you doing with a human?
We're trying to find Erd's well.
That's the problem, exactly. Erd's well, Erd's well. Somebody certainly needs a drink, but it isn't me, because I've seen enough, that's for sure. And you don't want to know what I saw. That's why I've got to go tell Needhog.
What did you see?
Nothing. I saw nothing.
What do you mean, nothing?
Listen up. Walks on two legs without fur. When I say I saw nothing, I mean I saw nothing. And you won't get anything else out of me. Unless you got a nut. Have you got nuts?
No. I can't believe I walked right into that.
Ratty, calm down.
Calm down? How am I supposed to do that when the absence of presence is right around the corner? I can't wait to tell Needhog about this. He's gonna laugh his butt off. Do snakes have butts? So I says to the human, I says, have you got nuts? And he says, no.
Redditotsker, you're no help.
Hey, let me go.
Wait, Eric, no.
Hey, let me go. Get Eric out of here. I gotta get to Needhog.
You can't just put him in your pack like that. He'll suffocate.
No, he won't. I had ADHD when I was a kid.
What's ADHD?
It means that sometimes you just need a little time
out. There's a drunk in here. I gotta tell Needhog that the eagle won't let me out.
Listen, buddy. I'll get you out of there, but first you have to close your eyes and take a deep breath.
Yeah, pal, whatever you say.
Now hold it for a second. And let it out. Okay, let's try this one more time. Slow breath in. And hold it. And when I count to three, you're going to let it out through that pointy little nose of yours nice and slow.
Uh-huh.
Got it? One, two, three. How are you feeling?
Trapped.
If I open up my backpack and let you out, are you going to be cool?
I'll try.
Okay.
Ah! Light! Air! Freedom!
Are you cool?
As a lake, sir.
How do we get to Erd's well?
I don't know if you want to do that right now.
Why? Is something wrong with the well?
No, the well is fine.
What's this nothing you saw?
It's hard to explain.
Can we drink from the well?
Oh, yeah. There's water and everything.
And Erd is there?
Oh, yeah. She's there. It's just that there's some other things that should have been there, and they're not. Listen, pal, I gotta go. Thanks for the time and the bag and the breathing and the whatnot, but you gotta understand. I got an eagle with big sharp claws and a pointy beak on one side of my life, and a snake with big sharp teeth and squeezy muscles on the other side of my life. And that's all I can do to keep those two from deciding that I'm a better meal than a messenger, so I gotta go, okay? It's just past the next big bendy root. Look around to your right.
Poor little thing.
At least he finally told us how far it is.
But something's missing, he said. No matter. Erd and her sisters know everything about what was, what is, and what shall be. They'll counsel us and we'll figure out what to do next.
Are you sure? Some things you don't want to know.
If my gifts come to no good purpose, then I can't use them anymore. But I don't know what that bodes for the world.
I just realized something.
What's that?
That was a talking squirrel.
Well, of course. The bottle was in the laboratory. Mr. Wallace had to examine it and moved it here for safekeeping. Dr. Aspinall said so himself. It's a very powerful relic with superconductive properties requiring careful study. It could change the world.
It was protected from human eyes. No human could find this.
That sounds like hyperbole, Agent Bachman.
Did my cousin betray me? Loki, have we come all this way for you to leave me as a slave to the humans?
What are you talking about?
Agent Bachman, it's good to see you again. Enjoying the sunset, ladies? I never grow tired of how radiant the sky is this time of day.
I know you.
Of course you know him. Everyone here knows Scott Wallace. Good evening, sir.
Just a moment. By the eagle, the serpent, and the squirrel that runs between, Verdani should fall into a peaceful dream. Sleep well, Verdani.
How is it that you know her name?
I know many things, Yarn Saxa, as do you. I haven't seen you since that fateful wedding. It's been a long time, but I'd recognize you anywhere.
Balder!
Indeed.
You foul, smiling creature! You who turned Thor against me!
Not I!
Disguised him in bridal veils and took advantage of Jotun generosity!
Jotun generosity? There's a new expression.
Deceived my valiant King Thrym, blinded our soothsayer Vala.
They saw what they wanted to see.
Cleared the road for the destruction of my family, my tribe, everyone I knew and loved.
You make me sound like a murderer.
What other word is there for one who leads a lamb to slaughter?
I don't know. A shepherd? It's necessary sometimes to prevent a foolish wretch from dragging their own weight around, wasting precious resources when they could be put to better use. That glass dining table, my dear, was over 100 years old.
Your trophies mean nothing.
The, chair with which I'm sure you intend to crown me the way you've raised it is a delightful Italian antique.
I don't care.
Heavier than it looks, isn't it? I only mention it because, as I believe, elements handled by the powerful hold a bit of their past owner's magic. Maybe yes, maybe no, but we know that the bottle held you for over 400 years, just like how you, the Iron Giantess, sense memories in metal. You should put the chair down, Yarn Saxa.
I am deciding.
Deciding what?
Whether to send you back to Odin whole or in pieces.
Harm this body, and you only harm Scott Wallace, or what's left of him. And Agent Bachman's body looks as though it's been through considerable harm already. Put the chair down before the weight breaks your bones.
Would you like to be able to speak when I show Odin who his son truly is?
Would you like to know what plan brought us here?
I would like...
Oh, there's a good girl. You're so much prettier when you're not trying to kill something.
I didn't stop. The leg is broken.
The chair looks fine to me.
The leg I'm using on this body.
Did you get a lot of sun today? I'd offer to help you up, but it might make things worse. Does it hurt?
Not that I'm willing to admit.
Poor little Jotun. What's wrong, Yarn Saxa? You seem pensive.
I'm thinking of how you smiled your way into Jotunheim, and out again before the carnage. And now you're in the land of the sun, making humans dance for your amusement.
Yarn Saxa, when you put it like that, it sounds...
What are you doing in Midgard, manipulating a human body?
I expect we have much to discuss, dear.
Eric Aspinall is played by John Zeiler. Seif is played by Amy Perkle. Hel is played by Anissa Sivan Brazil. Yarn Saxa is played by Mary Lynn Menneke. The Interviewer is played by Sarah Brody. Stephanie Aspinall is played by Leslie Vincent. Loki is played by Ethan Biel. Jasper is played by Beatrice Bratley Weather. Heimdall is played by Clarence Bratley Weather. Thor is played by Derek Meyer. Solo Mom is played by Leslie Vincent.
Ratatasker was played by Anissa Savan Brazil.
Written by Lindsay Harris Friel. Directed by Karin Bratley Weather. Music and sound design by Vincent Friel. Christine Gordon is our dramaturg.
Yarn Saxa Rising is a 6630 production, copyright 2015 to 2018. Visit our website at yarnsaxarising.com. Rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. Follow us at patreon.com/6630productions. 6630 Productions.
Mm-hmm.